Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's up to 42 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending March 13th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 7.7. Next year, 7.8. Corn this year, 30.3. Next year, 18.0. Soybeans this year, 9.5. Next year, 4.6. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar index continues to make all-time new lows, as it did this morning. We'll discuss the implications of both that and the export sales numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, but a few locations, mainly in the eastern corn belt, may trade a little weaker. Terminals are called steady to weaker, with tops from 32 to 36.50. Peoria doesn't have a call today. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, March 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,549. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 42.25 to 52.70. The weighted average was 48.61, a loss of 86 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.49 to $41. The weighted average was $39.56. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $23,420. The base price range was $42 to $55.86. The weighted average was $52.64, unchanged from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $26.46 to $41.60, and the weighted average was $39.17. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David. Well, we have, first off, we're going to talk a little bit about South America. Favorable crop conditions will continue across Argentina as well as in Australia and South Africa. Worry about harvest delays will continue in Brazil, although field progress is still being made. It does look like they will start to have some concerns about rain in Brazil. Rain will impact most of the nation at one time or another, and amounts will be sufficient to maintain wet field conditions in many spots. Heavy rain should be mostly confined to the region from Sao Paulo into southern Minas Gerais, into Goiás and eastern Mato Grosso over the next couple days. The greatest rain will then shift deeper into Minas Gerais, gradually diminishing. These areas of heavier rain may receive local amounts between 2 and 4 inches, and that will result in some long harvest delays and the greatest worries over future crop conditions. However, rain intensity and frequency will begin to subside greatly during the weekend and next week, and that should offer some short-term improvements before the next round of precipitation begins in Brazil. For Argentina, net drying will occur in Argentina today through the beginning of the weekend. Rain will start to occur on Sunday and in through Monday, but it's not expected to be all that great outside of a few locations. Wednesday and Thursday rain may be a little better organized. Precipitation predicted over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, sufficient along with favorable subsoil moisture and seasonable temperatures, and that should support most late season summer crop needs. Northern Santa Fe is the only crop region in Argentina that has significant dryness issues today. Now, looking at the U.S., concerns are starting to grow in the Midwest, especially in southern and eastern sections along the Ohio River Valley, because new significant flooding, not likely this weekend, but rivers and streams in the lower Midwest will rise a little bit, and the region will become more vulnerable to extensive flooding as another storm system starts packing a punch beginning late this weekend. Serious flooding is likely in much of the lower Midwest through the Ohio River Basin, expected to see the most widespread flooding. Some low-lying wheat areas may be damaged, and barge traffic in Illinois, Ohio, and Mississippi rivers will continue to be delayed by the high water levels. Right now, a storm system that could drop as much as over the weekend, looking at the moisture totals of around maybe up to a half to a full inch, and then local amounts of 1.5 inches occurring from eastern Kansas across the southern half of Missouri into southern Illinois. And then Sunday through Wednesday, add on top of that rain total that's going into the weekend with 1.25 inches up to 2.5 inches, with local amounts of 3 inches expected from southeastern Missouri into western Ohio. Moisture totals from northern Missouri into northern Indiana, including southern Michigan, will be anywhere between a half inch to 1.5 inches. The locally heaviest amounts expected to be around 2 inches, and the remainder of the Midwest picking up anywhere from 1/10 to 1/2 inch, with local amounts up to 3/4 inch. So, again, the spotlight will be on how significant of a precipitation event evolves towards the weekend, and then watching very closely the weather that will impact the area early next week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Effingham County Farm Bureau in Effingham, the meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. That's at the Effingham County Farm Bureau this evening at 7 o'clock. The meeting is free. No events. Registration is required. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we hope to see you there. In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 13.22 and a half, down 4 3/4. Last trade down 13 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat open at 12.76 3/4, down 5 3/4. Last trade down 14 3/4. July 12.40, down 5. Last trade down 17 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat open at 5.66 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade up 1 1/2. July, 5.79, down 1/2. Last trade up 1. December, 5.78 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade up 1. March beans open at 13.76 1/2, down 2 1/2. Last trade down 1. July, 14.07 1/2, down 3. Last trade up 18 1/2. November, 13.13, down 4 1/4. Last trade up 17. May soybean meal opened at 3.50 50 unchanged. Last trade up $6. May soybean oil opened at 62.34, up 10. Last trade up 75. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
We did have an export sales report out this morning, but I suspect that it might be background compared when you look at the U.S. dollar making new contract lows again today.
U.S. dollar down, down, down. The dollar index is around 72 this morning, which is really disappointing after the Fed action earlier this week. I think we will look at the export bookings day because the standpoint these new crop bookings were fairly significant, particularly on the corn side. We came in with 30 million bushels of old crop corn booked, but 18 million on the new crop. I think we'll be looked at kind of favorably. We'll be steady to 2-3 higher this morning. The Brazilian corn, as you saw, that USDA increased the size of the Brazilian corn production on their report earlier this year. That corn will start moving into the export market beginning mid-April. And so we have a little window here to put on some export business that actually can get shipped on the near term.
If we're looking at export bookings for next year, then wheat at 7.8 will be viewed as how?
I think it'll be viewed as neutral. We came in at 7.7 on old crop, 7.8 on new crop. Not that significant. Japan is tendering for wheat in here. I see a weaker basis, and that to me is not a very good sign for upside in the wheat. We'll be down 15, well, maybe 10 to 15 lower.
And soybeans continue to march higher.
Soybeans continue to march higher, underpinned by good amounts of fund buying. even talk of large U.S. Acreage of soybeans, given a wet spring scenario, hasn't daunted this market. We'll be up 10, maybe as much as 20 cents. November beans do show remarkable resistance around the 1340 area. That would be up another nickel from the close overnight.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock, please.
The livestock markets, I think, will be mixed, both on the cattle and the hog side. The cattle sees kind of a mixed bag, but a big drop in choice cutout values this week, I think, is going to keep some pressure on the futures. I would look for the market to be steady, maybe as much as 30 lower there. In the hogs, probably more mixed, up 20 to down 50 type thing. Large Saturday kills still seem likely, despite the weakening cash market.
Ellen, you have a terrific day today. Thank you much. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Moorton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.